Response is part of the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, broadcasting live from CD and Me in Frankfort, presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. Give it up! Jim Peterick and the Eyes of March are here. We're going to, for those of you listening at home, quietly by your radios, staring at them like a dog does, or in your cars, Jim and the Ides are going to perform a number of songs for us today on the radio. We're bringing live music right back to the radio, the way it should be on AM, all crackly and staticky, right? Isn't that the way that goes? That's why the WGN radio app, crystal clear digital quality, by the way. If you want to download that.
We listened to that, actually, on our way to Cleveland.
You did listen to the app on the way all the way to Cleveland?
In between Violetta's bathroom breaks.
There were quite a few of them, I heard.
Yes.
we'll get to that in just a little bit, because without any further ado, on the Super Celebrity Hotline, ladies and gentlemen, a man who really needs no introduction, part of WGN's True Blue Playoff Plus from Wintrust, home of Cubs checking, and brought to you by Sloan Water Connexus. Ladies and gentlemen, Kid K, Mr. Kerry Wood is joining us.
Hey guys.
Now,
hey Gary.
Now, Kerry, I just want to say this: that you were able to make it home from Cleveland, weren't you?
Are you back in
Chicago?
I made it home. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And our own Kevin and Violetta, who were with you in Cleveland, they drove here to Frankfort, which I think is about a third of the way to Cleveland, based on my math.
Mm-hmm.
They just barely made the show today. You've been home for hours and sleeping and relaxing, right, and enjoying yourself.
I had friends in high places last night, so I was very fortunate.
Yeah, we saw the cutaway of you with Cusack, John Cusack, and they showed you. So it was nice.
Yeah,
I
got that. My phone was blowing up the entire game. I thought I was getting worn out. Apparently, I had my phone facing the wrong way. It was vertical. It should have been horizontal.
Right.
When I was taking video, so I've been getting worn out about that all day.
Yeah, I wouldn't put up with any of that crap. All right, let me ask you this: you're Kerry Wood. You don't have to put up with anything. Let's talk about the Cubs in Cleveland. First of all, were you with the team after the game last night?
No, didn't see the guys after. Tried to get out of there and get home as quickly as we could. But
unlike Kevin and Violetta, thank you very much. Appreciate it. I like your dedication to the show.
Good work to do.
Thank you. Do you have a sense of what that must be an incredible relief for the team that they won last night? They took one in Cleveland.
Well, I think it was just so there was an expectation. They felt they went out and did what they did all season long to pitchers. It's just make these guys, they just wear them down. They grinded bats out, and they saw almost 200 pitches last night as a team. And, I really can't see that there's too many starting pitchers that like to run through this lineup two or three times or even can do it successfully. Kluber had a great outing, and he had tremendous stuff against us in game one, but I feel like this Indian starting staff is in trouble with this lineup.
Sorry, Rob. Kerry, can you even put into words what Kyle Schwarber's doing? Have you ever seen anything like it?
No, I really can't. And I mean, obviously, everybody's like, oh, don't put him in the Hall of Fame yet. And I don't think anybody's doing that. But I think we all want to explain to everybody what's going on here, what this kid is actually doing on the stage that he's doing it on is pretty remarkable. Sitting down, not seeing live pitching, rehabbing this knee injury, this horrific knee injury that started his season, and to come into a postseason and have just the type of at-bats he's had. Take away the RBIs and the hits and the ball off the wall. Just take away, looking at his walk, the way he's seeing the ball, his approach to each at-bat was just so tremendously unexpected and just so impressive for anyone, not to mention a young hitter. So, that's the most impressive thing. Just the way he's seeing the ball is crazy.
How do you think these two teams stack up against each other for the remainder of this series?
I feel really good about our pitchers beating their lineup more times than their pitchers beating our lineup. That's the way I feel about it. This I really do. Our lineup is relentless. I mean, Zobrist is hitting like 750. Rizzo's seeing the ball great right now. He's had two huge walks last night that helped us kind of get us going. Obviously our starters, we've got Kyle Hendricks going tomorrow night at home, lowest ERA at home in baseball. Tomlin is going for the Indians tomorrow. He likes to give up homers, so we like to hit him. The wind's going to be blowing out, and I think it's a good matchup for us.
Ro, we do have to break in here. Kyle Schwarber, breaking news, not cleared to play the outfield. Doctors are citing risk with his knee ligament. So Schwarber not cleared to play the outfield.
Oh, that's too bad.
Pinch hit throughout the rest of these home games here at Wrigley.
Right, he'll just come in, and because they don't have the DH, obviously, in the National League parks, right? So he will just be pinch hitting for the remainder
but
of that.
But I imagine that's a game-by-game decision, isn't it? So it's potentially he could come for another one of them?
Well, he's cleared to play. He's just not cleared to play in the outfield. He's cleared to play defense, so he can come in and – because, you know, it was weird that first day, right, on Wednesday, Tuesday – Hello. What the hell day is it?
Thursday.
Today's Thursday. Thank you. On Tuesday, you know, when he hit the double, and he's turning the bases, I'm like, they showed him for just a second, and he's not really moving fluidly, let's say, because he's wearing a brace, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got a brace on. And that's the right call. Listen, if he's a veteran player and he's 36 years old and he knows how to go out and protect an injury and not go too hard for a ball or let adrenaline get a hold of. He's in the World Series. He's a young kid. If there's a ball in the gap, he's going to go for it. And it's not worth the risk of this young man's career, which is going to be stellar. So we still get three at-bats out of him, probably three really big at-bats out of him here in the home series. And then we'll get eight more out of him on the road. So I think anything beyond this point is gravy. We weren't expecting him to be back. And all of a sudden, you throw him in the five hole, and he's a factor in our lineup in the World Series. So it's been a bonus to have him.
Kerry Wood, do you think this goes back to Cleveland?
I see that there's a better chance of it not going back to Cleveland than I do. Like it's going to go back to Cleveland.
How about that?
I really do. This lineup is I can't tell you how impressive it was to watch these guys last night. You know, see that many pitches and put together that many quality at bats and. These guys are feeling it. We're going to come. These guys are home now, home in Wrigley Field in front of our fans. And, you know, these guys, it seems like they're built for this stage and this limelight, so they are thriving in it.
Aroldis Chapman has taken some criticism, especially on sports radio, right, because those guys, they like to put on a jersey, the triple extra-large jersey, and sit there in their Zuba pants and complain about how a guy doesn't have the sick stuff that they should have. But is there the criticism of him having a little bit of trouble in this, and then this whole idea that he really can only come in the ninth inning as opposed to the eighth inning and all of that, especially in the World Series, is any of that fair?
You know, I don't even know what he said. I don't know if they just kind of misquoted that. I don't know if he's ever actually come out and said I only want to pitch three. Or I only want to get three outs. I think everybody's different, obviously. You know, you see what Miller's doing, and he thrives in the situation of coming out and going, you know, one plus, two plus, and he's had success doing it. You know, Aroldis has done this his whole career. He's been predominantly a three out closer. He's been asked to come in and do it a few times and get three plus, and he's fared okay most of the time in his career. If he said he didn't like it, or maybe he prefers, you know, if somebody asked him a question and he answered it a certain way, I don't know if it. I can't see him coming out and saying I don't want to get four outs, or I don't want to get five outs, or I don't want to get six outs. I don't see any athlete saying that in a World Series. So I have a feeling that might have gotten taken out of context. But you know, there's definitely preferences, guys. Some guys it doesn't bother them. Some guys, you know, they love their routine and get set in that routine, and that helps them be successful and kind of throws them out of their rhythm a little bit. So I understand it both ways, but I would have to believe if Joe asked him to go out and get five outs tomorrow night, he would, you know, do his damnedest to do it.
Violetta has a question for you about the party room.
So have you been to the party room this postseason?
I have been to the party room.
Okay, and do you have an extra ticket?
I don't know if they're tickets. Are there tickets?
I think it's
tall.
A wristband.
You could hide me underneath your coat or something. Come on.
The party room is off limits.
Does John Cusack have an extra wristband to the party room? Is that going to be your next question, Violetta?
I don't know if John Cusack has a wristband to the party room.
I wouldn't put him in the party room.
No.
I don't think I have one.
I couldn't even get in the Cleveland party room. I just wanted to be in any party
room. She wanted to go after Cleveland lost last night to their party room. Hey, why are you guys so down? Let's go. Where's
Let's
the music?
Let's pop some champagne.
Yeah. Where's the smoke machine?
Right. And the disco ball. Right. Yeah. It does sound pretty incredible.
All right. So you're pretty optimistic about what this looks like. It is. It's pretty amazing actually when you see what happened last. It never felt out of control of the Cubs at any point.
It really didn't. And listen, we got Kluber going. If we do face him two more times, they've still got to win one more game. And I just don't see first of all Kluber doing that to our lineup two more times, and anyone else in their starting rotation shutting us down. So very optimistic. How are you feeling?
I'm not.
Great question.
That's a really great question. I'm actually after they scored the first run in the first inning last night, I my heart beat for the first time in 2 days, mm-hmm. essentially.
First to score. It felt good. It
yes,
really did.
Exactly. And I think first to score have won pretty much throughout the entire playoffs here with the Cubs. That has been true of all the games of the Cubs. So, you know, with the exception of one game in San Francisco.
Kerry, talk about what you saw with Arrieta. An important game, and there was so much, you know, about carrying a no-hitter into the sixth inning. It was incredible to watch, and I'd love to get your perspective, what you were seeing there and thinking.
Yeah, you know, with being close last night, I thought the one thing I really was looking at was depth of his fastball and fastball command, and I thought early on he had good depth to it. It was you know, diving and not moving so much side to side. You know, you could tell that early, and you know, he had some innings there where he was kind of searching and had some big misses and lost fastball command for a little bit, but I thought he finished strong. He battled, made pitches when he had to. Obviously, his secondary pitches are always going to have. He's got great spin, so his secondary pitches get him out of a lot of jams. And his stuff is so good that he can have misses and get away with it. So, I thought he had good misses in the strike zone, but more importantly, I thought his last two innings were pretty, you know, vintage Jake that we've seen. And I thought he locked his fastball command in, and then the cutter and the slider came off of that as well. So I thought he looked great.
All right, I'm with you. I don't think this goes back to Cleveland. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that, mm-hmm. that they're going to win three straight here and win the World Series, and Chicago's going to go totally insane.
Boy, that sounds great, doesn't it? Win at home.
Yeah. Oh, all right, Kerry, I can't think about this anymore because it makes me too nervous. And I'm wearing pantyhose right now, which really...
And they're slipping.
And they're slipping. And
it's not a good look.
Wait, what? Did I call the right show?
Oh no! Unfortunately, you did. Yeah, yeah. Have you ever worn pantyhose?
Oh, God, that's a personal question.
Was that? Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I shouldn't be, and yet
I'm not going to ask you why you are.
Well, I'm dressed as Ryan Lochte out here, and I thought that, you know, that maybe the pantyhose would be a better effect for the legs, you know, like swimmers' legs and
swimming.
Yeah, and slimming, right, exactly. And it turns out that they're not, and my hair is poking through them, and it's very, very uncomfortable. It's really, this is really, yeah, the whole thing is, yeah, I've said this before, I've said it once already, I'm going to say it every hour because it's true. It's like that nightmare where you're naked in front of like an entire room of people, and that's what's happening right now to me. So thanks for being a part of it, Kerry.
Well, and now we all have the visual, so thank you. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yep. No, you're welcome.
Can't get it away, can't unsee that.
Yeah, no, we can't, no, you can't. Thank you, Kerry. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, Kerry.
All right, the great Kerry Wood, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, True Blue, Playoffs Plus from Wintrust, home of Cubs checking, and by Sloan Water connects us.